welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 217. How is everybody? Let me get into the chat. I already know Jonathan was first. There was mumblings in the mic department when that happened. You've been waiting all day, oh Jonathan. Well, either that or watching the news. What tier are we in? Oh, I've reached hysteria with it. I've given up. I've totally given up. I don't care anymore. Anyway, hello, Jonathan. Hello, Simon. The magic number one. Hello, Paul. How are you doing with our friend Biggles? I briefly considered doing the Biggles thing and then came to my collective senses. But I do have hard drive, 2 terabytes, SSD, at least 4 of them, I think. Some cradle things, dock, doodars, put them in. So I think I can do the Let's Dual Boot, the one that I think might be half iffy and half not iffy. A little toy for this week, I think. Hello, Paul. We've had Melbourne all over our news. Things improving in Melbourne, apparently. Who else have we got? Hello, Kim. Oh, Kim. We also had on our news, I think they're desperate not to talk about Boris and Burnham. 2 weeks to the American election. And I thought I could have sworn that was a month away, about 2 days ago, but apparently not. Right, who else have we got? Hello, Anthony. Jonathan stopped watching it. All the talk of tears makes him want to eat cake. I don't think that's anything to do with the tears, Jonathan. I just think it's like, oh, they're talking again. Give me cake. Yeah. Do you know what? Oh, I could just go one of the... I didn't eat the cake thing because it had a biscuit base. The ones from Bramley Farm. But Mike did, and he let me have a little bit off the top, like the cream stuff. Oh, yes, could definitely do with some of that. Excellent. Oh, Melbourne's doing very good. We're not, as you probably all know. You have a politician you like as leader in Australia. You must let us know how that feels. Go on, Jonathan. When was the last time that actually happened here? And please don't say Cameron, because, you know, Cameron was doing all right until the pig got mentioned. And then I'm like, no, just no. Margaret Thatcher. I know she wasn't everybody's cup of tea, but she did fight for the country. She was divisive, but she was a lady to be feared. Put it like this, I'm glad she was our Prime Minister and nobody else's. But after that, it's just gone absolutely crackers. In fact, we used to have a guy, I think he died, the original one, Screaming Lord Such. And he used to stand for the Monster Raving Loony Party. And I, as a kid, I'm like, is this like a real politician, Mum? And she'd go, Now I could see him getting in. I could see him getting in. Oh, Simon, you didn't hear about the pig. Oh, he's coming back. Yes, I thought it might. Oh, Kim found Margaret Thatcher to be wicked smart. She was smart. She was divisive. She was divisive. That was the problem. But I do think when she went to Europe and she demanded what she demanded, she got what she asked for. Instead of which, the guys go in and it's all, oh, let's have a drink, Claude. And nothing actually gets done. Nothing happens. It's all a mess. But there you go. Was it Australia, Jonathan? Or was it New Zealand you're thinking of? Is it Jacinda or Jacinta? Jacinda, I think. Because I'm sure that that's New Zealand. ScreenFlow is working on Biggles. Excellent. Now, is that working in terms of it will make a recording? Or have you done the whole thing and gone in and edited it? Because there was 1 year, a lot of the time it won't make a recording. But there was 1 year it made a recording and then you went to edit it and it was crashing first. Literally every 2 seconds. Which is pretty much where I'm at with Firefox. My beloved Firefox. Ah, the leader of the state is popular. Well, if anybody's popular. I'm not at all sure about our mayor at the moment. I honestly don't know. With what's gone on today, I'm like, well, could he be right? Who knows? I've given up with them all. She had a scientific background, so she probably would have handled the pandemic better. Well, Anthony, you do have to ask the question, don't you? Could she have made it much worse? Could anybody have made it much worse? Boris just wanders around like a buffoon. I don't think... Possibly his highlight, possibly the moment when a lot of people thought he's got this was literally when he had it. It was like, oh, Boris has got it. And I think there was like an element of sympathy. But beyond that, no, it all kind of went downhill fast, didn't it? We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Screaming Lord Such, all women should be kept in their place, actually at my place. I don't actually remember him ever saying anything, Simon, but he was always there, wasn't he, at the by-elections with this stupid hat on and flowers and a multicoloured coat. Oh, you should have seen it. But it always brought a smile. And sometimes he got like 100 votes. Scary. Oh, dear me. So, Paul had an interesting stat. The UK and Melbourne had approximately the same COVID cases in July. It's now 1 in 15,000. Yeah, I can believe that. Here, people seem to value their desire to go out to the pub more than anything else. I can't understand it. I really cannot understand it, but... Every politician's divisive or they're not doing their job. Oh, in that case, she very much did her job. She very, very much did her job. But I think that she did. I think it was that her relations with the rest of the world. One, she was respected, which meant the country was respected. You look at Boris, respected? Probably not. Then when Blair got in, because there was the grey man in between, you probably won't remember him, John Major. Only memorable for the incident with Edwina Curry. If you've got questions on that, see my answer regarding the pig. Not even joking. But once Tony Blair got in, now he was divisive as well, but in a different way. But unfortunately, politics changed and then is no respect whatsoever. So now they're just screaming at each other. She did fantastic in New Zealand, but they do seem to love her down there. And one thing that was doing the rounds was she did some, I don't know if it was a press conference or if it was actually to their equivalent of the House of Commons, whatever that is, their parliament. But she actually took a pay cut. That would have gone down well here. Guess what's happening here? The politicians want a pay rise. For doing what, I'm not quite sure. Because when you look at Parliament, for a start, half the seats are out of action. But when you see Parliament and they are laughably having a debate, there's literally like five of them in the chamber when there should be over 600. Where are the others? I give up with them. I do. Okay, Slack post. Right, I will head off into Slack and I will have a look at that. CQ Deb, how are you doing? Simon, I'm not a Tory, and even I'm looking back fondly on the Theresa May. Do you know, I remember thinking they should give her a chance with Brexit because the country voted that way, blah, blah, blah. Just get off her back. But you look back now and you think, weren't we naive then? Weren't we in our own little bubble, if you'll pardon the pun, on COVID bubbles, with like, we thought that was the biggest crisis that could come along. Yeah. Isn't there that saying, how do you make God smile? Tell him your plans. Yeah, that happened. I was actually up, you will be surprised at this, alarmingly early this morning, only because I couldn't sleep and the dog was jumping on me. It reminded me of Sundays going to Mass. I wasn't up quite early enough to go to Mass, though, so don't panic. Didn't leave the house. But I was up alarmingly early. Right, let's have a look. You don't think it's a playbook with the pandemic? You're not judging till it's all over. Well, there isn't really, is there? But it's like how to lie with statistics. You've got Boris saying, and this was probably 5 days ago, 4 or 5 days ago, that the Manchester figures were the worst in the country. And the figures he's talking about is the infections per 100,000 of the population. So at the time the tier three came in, we were worse, was the story. So you think to yourself, well, that's fact. So if Liverpool are in tier three, then we should be in tier three with them because our figures are worse. And you're sat there looking at a bar chart that's proving the point. Andy Burnham today came out and said, our figures are not the highest in the country. Why are you on our back? And I thought, but they were 4 days ago. But apparently Nottingham's figures are more than twice as bad. And there's no suggestion of putting Nottingham into a local lockdown. For reference, Nottingham is probably, and I'm working here as the crow flies, not going across it, but if Manchester is 200 miles from London, I would reckon Nottingham is probably about 100 or 110. So it's nearer to London, and they're pushing this north-south divide thing. So it could well be that. But, you know, if he's telling the truth, then why should people whose jobs depend on other people be told they can't do their jobs when Nottingham are just carrying on with complete abandon? I don't get it. I do not get it. I don't. Ooh, they took a 20% cut. Now, that's worth taking, isn't it? That's a gesture that would be appreciated. Now, by comparison, what's happening over here is that when the bars had to shut down at 10 o'clock, and they did, not the one in Parliament didn't, and now that's all over the paper. Hancock refused 30 times to say he wasn't involved in after-hours drinking. What did come out of that I thought was fantastic? We have a Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House is an elected MP at the point that they are made Speaker. But after that, they don't actually have to stand for election in a general election. So Sir Lindsay Hoyle is our new Speaker after the other idiot left. And he came out and said, right, this business of the bar and 10 o'clock and stuff, I'm shutting it. So the bar's not open at all now. So I don't think we're going to have any problems with overcrowding at Parliament because there's nowhere to go drink now. There'll always be division with someone else's thinking. There will, I know, but you would think in this circumstance that to keep other people safe, it's not particularly keeping yourself safe, although, you know, some people are more diligent with that than others, but keeping other people safe who are ill or shielding or whatever, it's not beyond anybody's ability to think of somebody else first, just for a little bit. But now we're about, is it 9 or 10 weeks from Christmas? They're saying, you know, you can cancel Christmas. Well, I thought that was pretty much a given about June myself. And I know we said the same. Trump takes no salary. That's a big pay cut. That sounds like Steve Jobs, who took a dollar. Obviously, he had his shares and stuff, but he took a dollar. That was his salary, annual salary. Does he need a salary? Probably not. He's filling his hotels with secret agents. I've no idea what's going on there. I agree with Jonathan. New Zealand do seem to have done things the closest to right I've seen, both in attitude, the plans and deploying the plans. From our perspective, with what we've seen, it does look like they've done good. Not to say that. It might feel different if you're there, but there you go. They made Jimmy Carter sell his peanut farm. Do you know, how did I know Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer? The things that you remember. But I do remember that. I think that was the first American election I remember. It was 76, wasn't it? So I would have been 9. So I think that was the first one I really remember. Who did he stand against? Was it Gerald Ford? But I definitely remember that. I even remember a little bit of like that there were what I now know to be a debate, but basically they were in a room and they were arguing. Yeah, that's every day on the news now. But it was different back then. I do remember that. They don't take any rubbish about COVID deniers either. Oh, Paul, if you'd have seen the news today, it was hysterical. They had this clip from Manchester, and it was a video clip. Bear in mind, it was a video clip. And it said on it, you know, keep your distance, COVID, be alert, blah, blah, blah. And she, the person doing the voiceover, the point of it was that how careful you had to be. And right across this poster, somebody had stuck like, it looked like inch wide duct tape right across it. And it was basically denying COVID existed. And I thought, did they know that was on it when they decided to use it as B-roll? Or did they just not see it? I must try and get a screenshot of it. Crazy stuff. Right, I'm going to watch that video shortly. So when you run a country, you must look at it as a whole and not just how many people have COVID. Well, I'll stay close to home because it's best for me. It's not best for everyone. Not if they've got jobs that involve going out, no. But as ever in this country, it turns into a football that they can kick about between themselves. Anything that they can argue about, they'll argue about. And there's also, of course, as Simon has probably twigged, there's something else that if this COVID thing, whenever we get something on the news that's wall to wall, so we've had COVID literally every day for months and months and months and months, I stop and I think to myself, if COVID didn't exist, what would be in the news? Because that's really what's going on. The COVID is like, oh, well, you know, it's a good day to bury bad news. And I couldn't help thinking, given where we were end of January, that the COVID thing kicked off within probably 20 to 25 days of us Brexiting. And all of a sudden, Brexit, what's Brexit? Not mentioned. So when I see wall-to-wall COVID coverage, I think, hang on, what are you covering up? What else is going on? And we do seem to just have at the moment wall-to-wall coverage of not much happening in Manchester, as Jonathan will tell you. I mean, people are just meandering around and doing what they want. If the figures that he has quoted are correct, then while it would be medically sound to go into a lockdown, it would not be financially prudent to do so. But who knows who's even telling the truth? We didn't have another 2 a.m. meeting, though. I hung around, I did, after Brooklyn's by request. No 2 o'clock meeting. So there could be one tonight, because I think unless they give Burnham what he's asking for, he's not going to agree to it. And if the figures he's quoting are right, someone is going to pull the rug from under Boris. So we'll see how that goes. Oh, it's great fun, this, isn't it? Jonathan keeps coming back to comparisons between World War II and today. You'd rather have what we have now, being asked to wear a mask and keep socialisation to a minimum than what grandparents went through. Totally agree. I don't know how my grandmother coped. My granddad couldn't go to war because he had a kidney problem. So he worked in a munitions factory where they were making the ammo. My grandmother had to work in a bottling factory despite the fact she had two young children. And both of them in separate accidents, because obviously one was bottling, it was like lemonade of some description to go to the front line, and my granddad with the weapons, both of them were involved in accidents at work and lost fingers, and it was just like, well, never mind, put a plaster on and carry on, use the other hand, honestly. And I always used to say to my granddad, you know, why have you got one finger less than me? And he would tell me the truth. Oh, got blown off that in the war. And it did, but he wasn't even on the front line. People were injured at home. And, you know, my gran was the same. And she, I think she had two missing fingers, my gran, the tips off two fingers. And they weren't even at war, if you're with me. We were in the war. And then, of course, my gran had two other jobs to pay the bills. And she looked after my mum and my auntie. And she also took in, bearing in mind the house had two bedrooms, It was what in the UK is called a two-up, two-down, two upstairs bedrooms, two downstairs rooms. She took in her sister-in-law, her cousin, his sister, and an uncle. So in addition to the four of them, there were another four. And then there was like somebody else came and they knew them and they took them in as well. So there was nine of them in this house. And she had rations to cook for them and that was it. So I totally agree with you, Jonathan. If all you've got to do is put a mask on, it's not exactly going to kill you. And if it is, there's exemption certificates. So there you go. I was right. It was Ford. I don't have much memory of Ford at all. He seemed to be a nice guy, Jimmy Carter. He always seemed to be one of those that could kind of get the country together. But wasn't it a hijacking of a plane or something? And it didn't end well. And that saw the end of him off. He's still going, though, isn't he? So these presidents... Most of them go and write books and go on tours and stuff, but doesn't he work on houses for the homeless? Or is it returning soldiers? One or the other. I'm sure I've seen it and he'd had a brain problem and he still carried on doing it, which was just amazing. We have a very cushy life by comparison to how it was back then. Totally agree, Anthony. Simon's even looking back on George W. Bush as a towering intellect now. That just shows you how bad things are, doesn't it, Simon? Oh dear, oh dear. Had a few things occur to him during the election and went against him from memory. That's my recollection, but I was very, very young. I was very, very young. What on earth is a banny rooster? Good grief, I've never heard of that. What's that? Totally mismanaged the war in Iraq. Well, it didn't go well, did it? That was it. It was hostages. Well, it was on a plane, wasn't it? And it was on the TV for days. And I felt so sorry for him. Habitat for Humanity, that's the one. But they do, don't they? They actually make houses, which is, that's fantastic. Now, we have Tony Blair, ex-Prime Minister, allegedly. And he's in trouble. He apparently breached the COVID rules to go on his jollies to America. So sorry about that if he infected anybody while he was there. Wasn't our idea that he left the country. In fact, there are people in this country that would have him in jail, never mind leaving the country. He said he didn't break the rules, but then he would, wouldn't he? But why are people, unless it is an emergency, leaving the country for lucrative talks or whatever? I would have thought you should save the airplane seats for people who, like Tracy, needed to go home when her mum died. For situations like that, absolutely mission critical situation, not just because Tony Blair fancies a jolly. And then he splashed all over the papers. Unbelievable. But this is what's going on. Now, Carter was a governor. You don't think the Washington insiders were upset? He won. I don't know enough about what roles they had and etc. and how they would be greeted. Now, what was that phrase they had? Was it cleaning the swamp? That's what Trump was saying. Cleaning the swamp. We have that. Lobbyists are the bane of my life because they're too good at what they do. They are too good at what they do. Ex-presidents become Illuminati. No, 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 Simon, you're getting confused. When you say presidents, you mean Bill Gates, surely. Oh, right, a banty rooster. Excellent. Now I've learned something. A foal that's all show. Not needed for egg laying. Excellent. I shall make a note of that one, Kim. That might well make it into the title. Deep in the swamp. The point is, in my opinion, with politics, there shouldn't be a swamp. Everything should be crystal clear and run for the benefit of the public. And it seems to me nobody is doing anything for the benefit of the public anymore. And yet we've come to a situation, it's bad enough in this country with Brexit, you were holding people's livelihoods in your hands. But with COVID, you're holding their very lives in your hands. And it's been nothing short of a shambles. and it's not getting any better. But with the early nights, at least people aren't inclined to go outside and sit there in the rain, smoking at an outside table. So with a bit of luck, it will calm down a bit. He's the least swamp president we've had. Now, children, children, don't start. We all have different opinions. Depends on which swamp you're looking at. But there's always somebody who has a vested interest. So let's move it on to tech. How long do we think before we're going to get Biggles? And how long, I can tell you precisely last time how long after Biggles is released before the first app says, Biggles only? Last time, it was the same day and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. The same day. Now, what was the app? It was one that I used. It wasn't like a big app, but it was enough to be mildly annoying. So does everybody have a plan for when they're going to Biggles? I only have two machines that will take Biggles. One is the iMac that's on my desk right now, which clearly needs supplementing with another one. Preferably with Biggles pre-installed, just saying. And my laptop. Do I sacrifice my laptop? What is Biggles? Biggles is big, sir, Simon. Keep up with the plot, man. It's macOS Biggles. We didn't like the name Big Sir. We thought it was ludicrous, so we renamed it Biggles. Most likely by the end of November. I did the specking up of a Mac to see what the shipping date was, because obviously it would be a BTO, built to order. And it was, I think, the 11th of November, which I thought was excessive, because the time I checked was about the 12th of October. So I'm thinking end of October. I don't think they'd want it. I mean, I agree with you, it'd be out by the end of November. I wouldn't think they wanted to wait that long. Only because of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which is when they shift a load of stuff, isn't it? Simon is staying on High Sierra for the foreseeable. I tried that, Simon. And I ended up, as Graham will tell you, I ended up in a bit of a mess with it. There were updates out for High Sierra, and I couldn't install them. It got itself into a loop where it said, I've installed that, but it actually hadn't. And when you rebooted, it went into this install process that you couldn't get out of. It was then in a loop. So you had to force close it down and then it would boot. And then it would say, I need to reboot to install this, and you couldn't install it. In the end, I thought, you know what? I'll just install Mojave and be done. And that was why I did the Mojave thing. But I would quite happily have stayed on High Sierra, though I don't think there was anything in Mojave and nothing that I found in Catalina, apart from being asked a million times, do you want to allow this? Do you want to allow that? Are you sure? It drives you mad. 3 weeks in, and I am still getting requests for permission to do X, Y, and Z. So, with only having two machines, if I had another machine, I might be tempted to install it, because my problem's going to be with this one. Sierra, in fact, I think you can go about further than that, can't you? LCAP, Sierra, High Sierra, Mojave, Catalina, all look the same. You would be hard pushed, unless you put the wallpaper on there, and obviously you can cheat with that. You'd be hard pushed to know what operating system I was using. But Biggles looks incredibly different. And because of that, I'd have to be careful when I put it on, because it would give me problems. I can't do that in the middle of a course that I'm recording. This is why I'm actually at the stage that a new machine would make more sense. So I'll probably do that with it and get that. Good night, Jonathan. See you tomorrow. Loving this about the mails. You see, you get information about this stuff that we just don't have. So it's interesting. You just hear like a mail. You're not leaving High Sierra until you're forced off. Simon, it could be. What other apps do you use? And are any of them getting to the stage where they could well be? To update them, you would need to update the OS. Anthony's not impressed with Catalina. IMAX seems to have got more problems since they installed it. Might move to Biggles fairly quickly to get rid of it. That's as good a reason as any. My issue with Biggles is just the look of it. You know, if I find I need to supplement, do an extra video for something else, I'm going to be forced to do it on a totally different machine, probably that wouldn't be Retina, and therefore that video wouldn't match the rest of the videos, unless I actually said, you know, in between times I've moved to Biggles and that's why it looks different. It's so annoying that. Is there any kind of compatibility mode where you can kind of flick a switch and then it looks like the old OS? Paul will know this. Paul will know this. Oh, Paul's going back to High Sierra on his current iMac. New target display mode with the new iMac. That's another reason, isn't it? Another reason. I do wish Apple would not do that. The way they had the whole thing set up when I switched, you could use any, as long as it was a FireWire cable, you could use any machine in target disk mode, all kinds of stuff, and it was amazing. And now everything's just that little bit more difficult. And as you upgrade, instead of getting extra features that work, you're lucky if you get extra features that don't work, because the worst case scenario is you get features and they're fewer features than you had last time. And that does annoy me. So, yeah, I could have quite happily stayed on High Sierra. I would have done, left alone. But I had to move because I needed the latest versions of Keynote, because obviously I train companies and they're using the latest version. It's so funny with Mike's company that one minute the saga is you can't use the new one. So for months and months, it was you can't use Catalina, but they couldn't buy a machine that didn't have Catalina on it. These Macs were supposed to sit on somebody's desk unopened while they sorted themselves out, but it took 10 months, at which point it became, get those Macs out. You've got to use Catalina. And people have got this small window now. If they want a Mac, they're going to need to order it today. Because once they start shipping them with Biggles, there's no way it's going to be supported. Not, they have to put it through internal testing. So there's no way it's going to be supported for months and months and months. So we're back to that again. It is just a total mess, isn't it? Oh, well, there you go. All right, what else is going on here? Oh, we're talking emails. These are all these missing emails, are they? Or are there? Is there another saga with emails now? Why can't anybody just do their job? Oh, crying out loud. I've just realised by putting that video in, I've got two extra comments. One of them by somebody who's watching all of my Dev and Think things, who's telling me my workflow doesn't make sense. My workflow totally makes sense. If only he'd read the thing. I give up with some people. It's all just hitting the news, so the real truth is yet to be known. That's a good point as well. We had somebody over here in a totally unrelated matter that was what they would probably call a deep throat, and came forward with stories about stuff, shall we say. And it was all taken very seriously, the police investigation and everything. And the next we find out, the person in question is being charged and found guilty of wasting police time and lying. And you think, but you've just investigated that for like 4 years and you didn't say anything during the 4 years. It's chaotic and crazy. Oh, I'm going to have to go and have a look at that comment, aren't I? Lucky, lucky me. And now he's put another comment. Oh, lucky, lucky me. Let's just leave it there and carry on with the chat. Oh, so we're not rushing to Biggles then, are we not? What about a new Mac or new Macs? Which do you think will be the first one with Biggles on? Because half of me thinks the Mini. and the other half thinks a laptop. And I know Paul was in the market for a laptop or potentially an iMac, but I think you decided on an iMac, didn't you? Oh, that is such good news, Paul, because this one is in, because it looks different, I need to move fairly quickly. And I'm hoping that Camtasia and Snagit won't be too far behind, because I think Snagit will be out pretty quickly. I'm reckoning end of October for that. Now, it might push into the 1st of November. Do you know, dark mode looks pretty good on yours as well. And it's got the round corners on it, hasn't it? Where mine are much squarer than that. That looks fantastic. Really pin sharp. Loving that. I don't know what it is with me with dark mode. I have certain things in dark mode and not others. Oh, look at that. An inverse icon. So the icons are like a marooned colour. Excellent. I'm watching the video now and enjoying this. MacBook first for Apple Silicon, and you're going for an iMac with the new kit. Would you be tempted with a laptop? I like my MacBook Air, and so I think I'll probably stay with my MacBook Air. It's 2 years old, so I'd be looking for another 4 years. I know it's crazy, but I'd be looking for another 4 years. Try Snagit next. Well, Snagit is on maintenance, and they do like to bring a new version out every year, and they tend to bring it out not on the same date, because sooner or later that date will fall on a weekend. Great video. Got to the end of the video. But they tend to do it the same day of the same week. So if I look back to last year, I will make a prediction right now as to when we think we will expect to see it. Snagit 2020, 22nd of October last year, which would mean it's 4 days away. And I don't think it's 4 days away. Only because they usually like to get a little bit of lead time where they can say this is coming soon kind of thing. Let's have a look if they've said anything on Twitter. So it could be on the TechSmith account, or it could be on... No, they're just trumpeting the fact it's available in Spanish, which is awesome, but not what I'm looking for. So let's see what it's saying about Snagit. No, no news yet, which is quite alarming, because when they sell you your maintenance, it says it includes the next version. And I bought my maintenance on the 22nd of October. Or at least I got my new key on the 22nd of October. That's what it says here anyway. So I was hoping for a new version before the end of October. But it could be they're holding it back because they want to see where they're going with Biggles as well. Oh no, for a laptop. But you're getting an iPad Pro with Magic Keyboard and Pencil for the purse, for the portable kit. Don't leave the house enough at the moment. That was my sole thinking, Paul, on the phone. I said last year to Mike, I hadn't had a phone since the 7. And I got last year's. And then I said, I intend to buy next year's. You know, don't intend to wait that long. And he said, I don't intend to buy next year's. I'll probably buy the year after. Then everything was announced and the COVID thing happened. It's like, although I do still use my phone is the one that, you know, I have with me. So even if I'm just going downstairs, my phone is with me. So it's not that it's not getting used. But when I look at the data, the amount of data that I use, not much. Obviously, we still need it there. I need the data there just in case I need it. Because what we would do is Mike and I would share the 200 gig of data that we have should either one of us need to do a training course with it. But if I have a look at how much data I've used, last month I used less than about 300 meg. And at the moment, it's saying you have 99.95 gig of 100 gig left. So I'm just not using that, which shows me how much, although I do, like I say, use the phone. So the phone gets used for Audible. It gets used for mail. It gets used for things. I also use the Echo app, which is actually the A word, but if I say that, it sets everybody's off. Really to control the lights, because if I'm in the office and I want the lights on downstairs, then I won't scream at the device to turn them on and off. I'll actually use that on the phone. I did put Facebook on the home page, but the first page. I think I might as well move it. I'm just not in there enough. Did set all of the widgets up. Still have a bit of an issue with that. The calendar widget that I want to use is the Google one, and there isn't one. So unfortunately, where I would choose to have my calendar at the top, because it's not a proper widget, an iOS 14 widget, I've actually had to put it at the bottom, and that's annoying me. I don't like that. So what I've done instead, well, it's as well as I guess, I've put it, the default calendar, as a widget. But when I look at it, it looks like things. It doesn't look like the calendar. So that could be better. Another thing that I've noticed, anybody else notice this? Do you use a widget for your battery percentages? Because the default one that was there to start with was the tiny one, the square one, the half size one. And it had four circles in it, so it looked like four rings on a hob. And I thought, this is worse than useless. It didn't tell you what the device was, apart from a little picture inside it. It didn't tell you what the device was. Worse than that, it didn't give you a percentage for the battery. So I had a look around, and there's other options. So I took the full width one, and I thought, right, that'll do it. That'll tell me what the device is and what the percentage is. And it does tell me the phone is the first device. So it gives me the indication of the battery in two ways. It has the green circle thing round the outside. So, for instance, my phone's currently at 76%, so it looks like three quarters. Then the watch next to it, and you can see a little icon for a watch, and it says 73%. The two next to that, I had two Bluetooth headphones attached. And you could see they were headphones. They had the headphone symbol in. But I couldn't tell which was which. So I couldn't tell which one needed charging. I could see the percentages underneath, which was a step up from the first one. But I couldn't actually see which device it was. So I thought, right, what I need to do is tap and hold, obviously. No, that didn't do a thing. So the battery percent thing, not as useful as it could be. Let's just say that. How far in advance do app developers get access to the new OSs? Well, they can use them. They get access to the latest builds once they're on the program. But what Apple have taken to doing, well, in fact, let me tell you what they used to do. They used to say, we're going to release this on X date. And the last version that they sent the developers was called the GM version, the Gold Master. So the Gold Master was what was going to be released to the public, and they would have that for about 10 to 14 days. But this year with iOS and last year with iOS and Catalina, they didn't give them any notice. They just released it, which meant that training courses and other stuff that people were in the midst of creating, they didn't get any notice whatsoever. So they do actually have access to it, but they don't know at the point they're using it that that is going to be the Gold Master. And everyone has said they would much prefer developers were given a week, just a week's notice, because that way the updates can be there straight away. If the updates have to wait a week, people can automatically get updated. Obviously, there's ticks in boxes now that people are automatically updated. They then use your app, or they try and use your app, and then your app's not compatible with it because you didn't know it was coming out that day. So you've then got to rush to market with it. So not enough time is how I would say it. Not enough. So you don't have a need for Mac-specific software when you're away from home. Ferrite, so you could record if you needed to record audio. And LumaFusion for video editing. I've got Ferrite, and I also have Hindenburg, which is a field recorder. But the beauty of it is, when you've done your recording, you just open up Hindenburg on a Mac. Now, this scenario was, Mike had Hindenburg on his iPad, and I had a laptop with me. So we did the recording on the iPad, or he did his recording on an iPad, and then pinged it across to the other machine for editing. So I love Hindenburg. It's about time it got an update, though. It hasn't even had the interface updated to take advantage of, like, the iPhone 10. So it very much, it looks at home on the 7, let's say that. There was talk, because I talked to the developer 2 years ago in February, so coming up for 2 years next February. And I said, and the iOS version? He said, yes, we're in the middle of rebuilding it. So there is a new one on the way, but it's been quiet since then. So that must be what, about 19, 20 months ago? About 19 months ago, and heard nothing since. So still got my fingers crossed that there'll be something amazing coming sooner than. But I wouldn't hold my breath for that one, especially not now they've biggled it and they're going to have to go back to the drawing board with the interface. Oh, it's so annoying. But it is by far the best. I don't pre-edit with it, but I do the main edit with it. A pre-edit is where I wouldn't pre-edit MacBytes. I would have Mike's file and I would have my audio file, and I would take the two of them as is straight into Hindenburg, key them up on the timeline so they match, glue the two together and then start editing. But if it's something of mine, so for for Brooklands on a Saturday, we have anywhere between probably 5 to 6 shows and about 10. Depending on how many shows we actually put on. And I do segues between the shows. So I just sit down and record them. And yes, they need to go through Hindenburg to get the right levels. But as I'm editing them, I don't actually edit them in Hindenburg. I do a pre-edit on them. And I do that in Twisted Wave. Don't tell Simon. I think I got it free or a bargain. And it's not cheap. I think it's about £80, something like that. But it's very, very good for pre-editing. I was pre-editing in Amadeus Pro, but Twisted Wave is better for a pre-edit. So that's what I use. I just need everything working on day one. That would be good. CarPlay has the same issue. I have 2 CarPlay items on the iPhone, both labelled Honda, because we've got 2 Hondas and you can't update the names. Oh, that's ridiculous. That's worse than my headphones. My headphones don't have names. Hello, baby. You going to say hello to everybody? No, I'm going to keep really quiet, but I've got my eye on a packet of those Ranchos. Is that right?
The other thing.
No, you already have some of the other thing. Well, that was a big mistake, wasn't it? She just jumped up and ran off. But I've got Ranchos in my paw.
You better sleep tonight.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, Mummy's got Ranchos.
Bundles of energy. I've not had a rest.
Say hello to Kiva. Go on, say hello to Kiva.
Woof.
I think they know that was you, Mike. You were talkative enough before. Oh, poo, that stinks. These are beef original ranchos. Food or squeaky chicken? Food, Daddy. Nice try with the chicken, but I'm a-going with...
Oh. You got your head on a ratchet there.
She's starving today. Why do you know what it could be?
All this energy.
No fur.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, her fur's coming out in clumps. You should see the state of her.
Scraggy bear.
Scraggy bear at the Scraggy moment, bear. Aren't you? But it's not your fault, is it? There we go. Look at her. She's snatching my hand off for this food. You want to try feeding this girl, you know? Mike. She might as well have the full packet. She did the other day. Then she can sleep.
You're inhaling
the chicken. She's actually more interested in the chicken than Lola is.
All right, that's for Keith. Lola.
I don't care, Daddy.
Head on a ratchet.
Yes, that's because Mummy's got food as well. Just whiff that. It's so chickeny. That is bad, isn't it? That is bad. We're gonna have to find a way to get the squeaky chicken over to Kiva. It's just not good enough, is it? You're giddier.
That's for Kiva.
That's really bad. I wonder if anybody's told them about the naming. Because it would be a pretty expensive fix for you, wouldn't it, Paul? I'm complaining that I've got two pairs of headphones and I don't know which ones need charging because it doesn't tell me which is which. Paul's got a much bigger problem. You know, these headphones were like 20 quid.
His cars.
Paul's got two cars. I wonder if you can change them. Probably not, because another thing that annoys me, you can't do that with microphones on macOS. So if you've got two Blue Yetis, which I did have that I was trying to demonstrate in a video, you plug them in and you don't know which is which. You literally have no clue which is which. And you. So I thought, well, I'll just rename one. No, you can't do that. So whatever it identifies itself as, that's it. That's what you're stuck with. And you don't get an opportunity. I think Apple need taking gently on one side and plugging into the mains. So they have their attitude realigned over naming things. That is bad.
And you're just the woman to do it.
In my question time with Timmy session. Timmy's not man enough. No, he's not man enough to come on MacBites, is he? All gone. You have eaten that much, you'll burst. Making up for the week when I didn't eat at all. That's what it is, Mummy. I just think, it. You know, Paul's found it. I've found it. About a million other people have found it and they're not doing a thing about it. And that is annoying. I'm so glad I haven't got the CarPlay thing. Because that would really annoy me. You'd just have to get a different car, wouldn't you? Luckily, Mike's car's different than mine to start with. But, you know, you were the one that said today, weren't we due two new cars?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, just hold that thought, though, because we're not actually getting out much at the moment. In fact, I had my car insurance, which used to be separate, didn't it? But then we went together with a family bundle or something. So our car insurance arrived. Cheeky blighters have put it up £25. This was the £25 rebate they gave
us earlier
in the year.
Take with one hand and give back. I know, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. But what gets me is, you know, we haven't been out, literally not been out. So how on earth can the insurance price go up? Everybody's going out less than they did. Mike's, I mean, how many miles have you not done by not going to work?
A lot.
40 a day at least.
Yeah.
And about how many days? You can't say
217.
No, you can't say that because there were weekends involved. But at least 150. Yeah. Definitely 150. So if you did 150 days and each day was probably about 44 miles, that's 6,600 miles you've not done.
Mm.
Now, how much do you get for a gallon of petrol or a litre or whatever? What should we divide that by?
It's about £5 for a gallon of petrol.
I know, but I need to know how many miles you get
about
to the gallon.
35-ish. Depends
on
your car.
So that's 188 times. And that's a gallon, you say, which is probably about what?
£6.
So you've saved £1,128 to spend on chocolate. So that works for me.
It works for me.
Do you realise there's ones in the States now falling over? Because I just said £6 for a gallon of petrol.
Yeah, but most of that's tax.
That's not the point. That's what we pay.
I know, but in the States, petrol's dead cheap, isn't it?
It's a lot cheaper than it is here because they don't have the excise.
Send me
duty.
Some Ovaltine. I'll send you a chicken for Kiva and you send me a bit of petrol.
We're not short of petrol. Have you noticed? The price has actually gone down. But that'll be because people aren't using it. It did drop to below £1 for a litre. How many litres is there in a gallon?
4.3, isn't it, or something.
So even when the price dropped like a stone, it was nowhere near as cheap as it is in the States, which is typical. Mm. Right, let's have a look at Paul's CarPlay issue. That is bad, isn't it? How do you... Is it always... So say yours is the top one. If you tap it, is yours always the top one, or do they just switch over as well? Because that is... It's ludicrous. I can't understand that. It's as obvious as the microphones on Mac OS. And that's been like that for years. I wondered, with the microphone issue, if I could nip into the MIDI thing. And yes, you can. And you can make a composite. But you still don't know which Blue Yeti is which. So it doesn't work. That's bad. Are they the same model of Honda? Because Apple will say it's not them. They'll say it's Honda. So you've just got to remember, Paul, when all the family's living together, tell me that you don't have 17 Hondas. Because that would get bad. You'd have to take a screenshot and annotate it. That is poor. But I think the device has it inbuilt and there is no way to change it. So Apple would probably tell you it's Honda's issue, which doesn't help me with AirPods. Because Apple, that's your issue. But there you go. So at the moment, yours is on the top. Compared to you, ours is cheap and we have it by the gallon, not the litre. We used to have it by the gallon. The reason it changed to litre was supposedly, you know, EU compatibility and all of that. But what happened the minute it went to litres is nobody knew. They didn't have in their head, you know, 4.7 whatever litres equals. The price just shot up. So when we changed to litres, the price per gallon was probably about 180.
No idea.
About 180, I think. And you thought, oh, right, OK, then that's the price of it. And per litre, you would pay something like 28 pence a litre. And now it's like it got to about £1.30 a litre, which was over £6 a gallon. But in my mind, I always think, what's that in gallons? Thinking that's a total rip-off. Because when it was sold in gallons, if one garage was like £1.99 and the next garage was £2.10, you went to the £1.99. But if they, and they do the same now with litres, but if the price difference between garage number one and garage number two is 10 pence, it's 10 pence per litre, not 10 pence per gallon. So at 10 pence per litre, you're looking at 50 pence per gallon difference, which is, again, criminal. But people just don't clock it. They think the difference is on a gallon and it's not. So it is actually worth going out of your way to fill up, isn't it? Mm. Which is not how it should be. Four Hondas at the moment with only three CarPlay capable. You've only linked yours and the wife's. I think you need to stay like that or you'll drive yourself absolutely crackers. Hopefully they'll stay in the same order. I have it with devices. You know, like a selfie stick thing. Most selfie sticks, which I'm not using as selfie sticks, come with a remote control. So you can put that remote control in your pocket and then when you put your iPhone on a tripod, you can use these remote controls because they're not actually hooked up to the selfie stick. They're hooked up to the phone. But when I look in the Bluetooth settings, it's impossible to tell one from the other.
Didn't we have that with, was it the speaker in the car? The thing that plugs into the SIG lighter?
Yeah. It was whoever got to it first.
Yeah.
I'll just turn mine on. Oops, it's attached to me.
It's the same name, wasn't it?
Same issue. But, you know, They're trying to sell that as like a solution. You'd think it would be a proper thought out solution where you can name what you want.
Mm.
And with a car, if it's up to Honda to decide, why not use the registration plate?
I was going to say
or
that.
A chassis number, something that's unique. And okay, it might not make much sense, but you'd get used to the fact that that one was car number one and the other one was car number two, which they don't do. Oh, Costco usually has the best gas prices. Costco has only just started selling petrol where we are. And Costco's 2 miles away. I would only head out there for petrol if I knew it wasn't busy at the Trafford Centre because it's right next door. So if it's a bad day at the Trafford Centre, you'll be there forever. And you do not want to risk that anywhere. Oh, Paul agrees. I've only customised the vehicle so I can tell them apart by the enabled apps. Or for you, a model. Anything that was unique. But letting the user decide what that should be is by far the best idea. All my cars have names. My first car was called Mickey. It was a Nissan Micra, so it was called Mickey. And they've all had names since then. I had one called Red, didn't I? So that way you'd instantly know which one it was. That's the best way to go, but mine, obviously mine they're not going that way. Have yours got names?
Yeah. Like Mike T car one.
Oh. Yeah, but usually in your defence you do only have the one car at a time. But, you know, he would. He would call them that. He would. I know he would. Kim goes to get gas first thing in the morning when you can get in and out without any people. That we are separated at birth, Kim. That would so be me. Mike and I haven't had to fill either car since lockdown, have we?
No.
Our biggest problem is it evaporating because we're certainly not using it. But I said to Mike at the beginning, probably after the sixth, because you were in work after that.
Yeah.
And I said to him, make sure you fill the car. I said, but take gloves, because that's one of the biggest things that was causing transmission. People using petrol pumps and them not being cleaned. They were not being cleaned between each use. And they, while they used to have cloths, didn't they, and gloves, they didn't. So you'd have to take your own. So no, we've not done that since. So yeah, I thought that was one of the biggest ways of transmission at the beginning. You had the same behaviour prior to COVID. Wasn't the Magic Mike registration available? I don't think it was, Simon.
Know. I'm going to have a look for that, Simon.
He's off.
Tell you how many thousands it is.
Kim, oh, you know me. I use gloves and masks at the gas station. I had no doubt whatsoever, Kim. That was a standard thing in the UK many years ago. When I was a little kid and my dad would get out of the car because mum didn't drive, there would be bottles and sponges and water that you could use to clean your windscreen. And there were hand towels. There was hand sanitizer. It was fantastic. And now we need it. Nothing there at all. Nothing at all. So they don't give you like the brush. They even had brushes to do your wheels. And all of that was free. You pulled in to do it and, you know, all sorted. And now, absolutely nothing. We stopped on the way to work. Our strippers tonight has fallen through. Can you fill in on short notice? As long as it's 2 metres. There's nothing wrong with that, Simon. The credit card's in a plastic bag and I wave it across to pay. That's genius. I presume we are on contactless with that. That is genius. I'm liking that. So is it available, Mike? What's the nearest you've got?
No, it's not available at all.
What about MAG, Mike? Or M4, whatever? Why don't you have a look for that later?
Yeah.
We need to head off and have something to eat. But we will be back tomorrow, starting off a whole new week in lockdown. Just don't ask which tier, because we probably still won't know, unless Boris grows a pair and tells Andy Burnham exactly what he's doing. But the chances of that before 7 o'clock tomorrow, well, we'll see. We'll see. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Today, Simon, was 217. Oh, thank you, Kim. It's not looking too bad. Shall I take an update picture for this week? I'll do that. Stay safe, guys.